I'm here with Andy and Joe from Oxjam, and they're going to tell us about the Oxjam takeover that's happening in Oxford this weekend. So, Joe, can you tell us about Oxjam as a company then?
Yeah, of course. Oxjam is Oxfam's month-long music festival. It began in 2006 with the aim of creating a network of music-loving people across the UK, all united by a shared goal to raise money to fight poverty and suffering around the world. The great thing about Oxjam is the diversity of the events on offer, from our multi-venue takeover events, which Andy will tell you about the Oxford one shortly, to sponsored busks on top of mountains. Over the years, we've gained several high-profile celebrity supporters, including Jarvis Cocker, Fatboy Slim, Basement Jacks, editors, etc. Ooh. But at its heart, Oxjam is still a grassroots festival with thousands of volunteers, like Andy and myself, celebrating music in their local communities by organising their own gigs in support of Oxfam GB.
Cool. So all the proceeds then are going to Oxfam campaigns, or how does that work?
Yeah, so it goes to Oxfam directly, all of the money, and then it's not used specifically for one campaign or one emergency. It's just used in general for anything that's any pressing issues that Oxfam are working on at the current time.
Cool. Excellent. So the Oxford one that's coming up this weekend, what have we got to look forward to?
So we've got 30 bands booked, five venues and one wristband. So it's going to be quite an exciting event to be part of.
Oh, so you just buy the one wristband and you can go to all of the venues?
Pretty much, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So Oxjam Oxford is in its fourth year now, and it's returning this October, on Saturday 18th of October. And it's going to take place in central Oxford. We're taking over the Cellar, the Wheat Sheaf, Purple Turtle, The White Rabbit and Till Street Kitchen.
And what bands, are you allowed to say what bands you've got playing?
We've got plenty of bands available to play, whatever you're into, reggae, singer-songwriters, folky kind of stuff, and all the information, the lineup is on our website, oxjamoxford.co.uk.
Were you involved in the gig launch?
I was.
How did that go?
I was overseeing that, and it was a really good gig, actually.
Yeah. It was loads of fun.
It was great. We had three local bands come along, and they were really good, and it was a great night all round. They were Loud Mountains, My Grey Horse, and a singer-songwriter called Steph Masucci, who's an ex-Brooks girl. And the gig went down really well. We raised some money towards our takeover in October and raised some good awareness overall, I think. So it was a good night.
Awesome. And a couple of the bands are playing during the festival as well, aren't they?
That's correct. We've got Loud Mountains. They're headlining at Purple Turtle on Saturday 18th of October. Keep an eye out for them because they're really good. And Steph is also playing at Tull Street Kitchen throughout the day, I think. So
excellent. So what time does it all kick off on Saturday?
So the box office is open from 2 p.m. At Tull Street Kitchen, where you can exchange your wristband for the music that starts at 3 o'clock and runs through till 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then also after that, we've got the second floor booked at the Varsity Club, which is going to be free access to everyone who's got a wristband.
Oh, awesome. So like an after party.
Pretty much, yeah.
Cool. So it runs all through the day and night, essentially.
3 p.m. till 2 a.m., so it's going to be a nice long haul of music. So
are people still able to get involved, like volunteering or whatever, at this stage?
Absolutely. So we've got plenty of opportunities for music volunteers wanting to get involved, listen to this. It's never too late to get involved. If you want to get in touch, drop us an email at oxjamoxford2014@gmail.com and we'll take it from there, really. So
awesome. And if you just want to buy a ticket, what's the best way? You said you can go to the box office. Can you get them online?
Yep, so tickets are available on We Got Tickets. Mm-hmm. The link is available through our Facebook and oxjamoxford.co.uk. We've also got some tickets distributed around Oxford.
Okay, so and the tickets are how much?
So tickets cost £10 and that gets you access to all the venues and you get to mix and match where you want to go throughout the day.
So were you involved in the one last year as well?
I wasn't actually, no. This is my first year being involved with Oxjam, so it's all new to me myself. But it's been a great experience and it's been amazing meeting new people and getting involved with the Oxford music scene. I've just finished my degree in music, so this is a great opportunity to be part of.
I guess that's another thing for people that might want to get involved. If it's something relevant to your degree, it might be quite a useful thing to do as well from a personal
Absolutely,
perspective.
Yeah. It's works out quite weirdly, actually. Like when I was recruiting people to be part of this year's team, we've got a team of six people helping me and kind of chipping in across the board with jobs that related to Oxjam. Mm-hmm. I think three or four of them are not music graduates, but graduates generally. So it's a great opportunity for people who want to get involved in events and charities and music as well. So
there's lots of opportunity for involvement, and going to be a really great day on Saturday as well.
Absolutely, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Can you go down at any time of the day to get your wristband, or is it set times that you have to be at the Tell Street Kitchen?
So the Tell Street Exchange is going to be open from 2 and open all the way till the end of the festival, really. Okay. So the more bands you want to see, the earlier you get there, really. So
great.
All the lineup is available online on oxjamoxford.co.uk with set times to be confirmed, so keep a lookout.
Great, well, thanks very much for coming in, Andy and Joe, and get down to the Oxjam Takeover this weekend.